In diesem Jahr war bekanntlich Großbritannien Partnerland der CeBIT. Aus diesem Grund war auch David Cameron, Premierminister des Vereinigten Königreichs Großbritannien und Nordirland, nach Hannover gereist, um auf der Eröffnungsfeier zur CeBIT 2014 zu sprechen. Ich war selbst auf der Feier anwesend und in meinen Augen war seine Rede das Highlight der Veranstaltung. Aus diesem Grund veröffentlichen wir an dieser Stelle die vollständige Rede.
And can I say to the Chancellor, what an honor it is, Angela, for us to have the honor to co-host this event here in Hanover. Germany is a country with a proud history in technology. From the Fraunhofer Institutes in your towns to the tech startups in Berlin, and of course this world-leading conference that we're opening here today. As that advertisement that I grew up to hearing said, Vorsprung durch Technik. And it is that spirit we are celebrating tonight, progress through technology. And what remarkable progress we see. Today we can put into our pockets a computer more powerful than any computer in the world 20 years ago. Think about our language. Just a decade ago, Skype was a typo. A tweet was something you heard from a bird. A cloud was something you saw in the sky, not somewhere you stored your data. Companies that are starting in people's garages and bedrooms just a few years ago are going stratospheric in just a few years' time. This is a world on fast forward, a world of permanent technological revolution. And in this world, countries like the United Kingdom and Germany will only succeed if we have a relentless drive for new ideas and innovations. That is why I'm here today, and I've come here with a mission and with a message. My mission here at CeBIT is to promote the extraordinary tech sector that we have in the United Kingdom. 4 years ago, we put in place a long-term economic plan to turn our country around, and innovation is right at the heart of that plan. Here's just a taste of what we've done. We got the London Stock Exchange to make it easier for fast-growing firms to list. We kept spending on science despite the downturn, the difficulties and the cuts we had to make elsewhere. We introduced huge tax breaks on early-stage investment, tax breaks on video games and a patent box so if you invent in the United Kingdom, you only pay 10% tax on those profits. Government IT has been revolutionised too. When we came to office, government was spending about £16 billion per year, 1% of GDP on its IT, but overwhelmingly to large suppliers. So we stripped out the waste and opened up our IT contracts to small firms. The G-Cloud, from where we now procure services, is one of the world's most innovative tender systems anywhere. Above all, we've rolled out the red carpet to the world's ideas people. Special visas for entrepreneurs, visas for Tech City, allowing universities to expand by 30,000 students next year, and no restrictions at all the year after. And we're not stopping there. We are putting coding on the curriculum in our schools for the first time. We're putting £200 million into equipment for science teaching at our universities. And all of this is working. If you come over to Shoreditch in East London, and you can see it, Tech City, teeming with startups and new ideas. It started less than 3.5 years ago with 200 digital companies in that area of East London, and now there are over 1,300. If you come over to Cambridge or Edinburgh or Oxford, you find clusters of tech companies who are changing the way that we live. I had some of them on my plane today over to come here to Hanover. Touch Bionics, inventors of the world's most advanced bionic hand. Raspberry Pi, the phenomenon that has sold over 2.5 million units and counting. Imagination, the business who provides the video and graphics for iPhones. This is the UK tech scene today. Dynamic, relentlessly ambitious, and leading the way. It is our ambition to make the UK the most digital nation in the G8. And it's my mission to show the world that we're getting there. But I come here today with a message too for our German friends. We want to take these strengths and combine them. We want to work with you. to pool ideas, share data, innovate, and to lead on the next big ideas. And I want to mention three areas where I see us collaborating more closely. First, 5G. With 4G, an 800 megabit movie takes around 40 seconds to download. With 5G, that could be cut to 1 second. This is a prize that researchers all over the world are going for. And I'm delighted to announce a new collaboration between the University of Dresden, King's College University in London, and the University of Surrey. Three world-leading universities working on 5G hand in hand. That is something to be truly excited about. Second, for our two countries to remain competitive, the European single market must keep pace with developments in the digital economy. So Germany and the UK have agreed to work together to improve the telecoms single market. We welcome the long-term ambition of the European Commission, but we want to take steps that deliver benefits to businesses and consumers quickly, including the complete elimination of mobile roaming charges. The third area where I think we can work more closely together is the Internet of Things. There are developments that could allow literally billions of everyday objects to talk to each other over the Internet using low-cost, low-power chips. We've been hearing about some of them in the speeches today. This has enormous potential to change our lives. Electricity meters that talk to the grid to get you the best deals. Health monitors that keep an eye on your heart rate or blood pressure. Water pipes that warn of a fall in pressure. And yes, even a fridge that can order your milk when it notices you're getting low. I see the Internet of Things as a huge transformative development, a way of boosting our productivity, of keeping us healthier, of making transport more efficient, reducing energy needs, tackling climate change. We are on the brink of a new industrial revolution, and I want us, the UK and Germany, to lead it. Let me tell you how seriously we're taking the Internet of Things in the UK. We're getting the infrastructure in place, with our regulator Ofcom making a flexible approach to the use of spectrum. And as our spectrum strategy will set out tomorrow, we aim to double the economic benefits of spectrum to UK companies and consumers from roughly £50 billion today to £100 billion in 2025. We'll do this by allowing new applications to come online, new kinds of mobile technologies to be used, more data usage to be enjoyed, and greater broadcasting services to be made available. Beyond that, we need the ideas to turn the Internet of Things from a slogan, from an idea, to a fact. So I've personally tasked the government's chief scientific advisor to explore what more we can do in this area. We're making available £73 million of funding to put the boosters under research, and I can announce today that we're launching a new European Internet of Things grant fund valued at up to £1 million for companies that are grabbing at these new opportunities. But you know, the biggest thing the UK has to offer is our amazing companies, like Arm, the company whose chips are in 90% of smartphones around the world, or Newell, who are with us tonight, a brilliant new startup in the same business. And the expertise we bring in chip design, in software and services, that is matched by the German expertise in producing industrial components. So I believe this is a real and rare opportunity for us to take British ingenuity in software, services and design, add German excellence in engineering and industrial manufacturing, and together we can lead in this new revolution. So to conclude today, let me extend those two invitations. One, come to the UK and see for yourself what a fantastic environment we have for tech companies. And two, let us join forces. Let us in this generation make progress through technology, and let us, Britain and Germany, do it together. Thank you.